Stewart song always gets me in a good mood. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my stunt host,
Mike Pesca,
stunt host. And Mike, I know you can talk. You talk in the halls. You talk at your desk. You talk into microphones. You talk on the radio sometimes. But to host this show, you have to master one special segment.
Yes.
Are you ready?
What is the segment you speak of?
Are you ready to ramble?
Let's get ready to ramble.
All right, we're going to start with a sweet ramble story today. Of course, this is the news you can't really use. A Cleveland area couple, they have just been given their wedding photos 27 years after they got married. You see, they couldn't really afford the photos way back when they tied the knot. It was about $150. Well, the photographer, a guy named Jim Wagner, discovered the photos while clearing out his studio, tracked down the couple, handed the photos over, whereupon the bride, the former bride of 27 years ago, burst into tears. They are celebrating their 27th anniversary on Thursday.
That is sweet. This next story, not so much. A small Georgia town is refusing a $3,000 gift from a local businessman. But why? Perhaps it is the nature of his business. The Love Shack, an adult video chain of stores founded by John Cornetta, he wants to make a gift to the town of Johns Creek. Johns Creek officials turned him down. He said they have a lawsuit pending against him for operating an adult business illegally. Cornetta, who, I don't know, maybe he didn't know this, says the money used to take him to court could have been better spent on fire equipment. I think this government has failed its problem. Its people. They should be impeached. And Johns Creek is all like, a fire truck. I don't know if I could afford the money to pay this. And John Cornetta is all like, I think we could work out a payment plan.
Wacka wow.
Wow, wacka wow.
All right, Scranton, Pennsylvania. I say Scranton, Pennsylvania. Mike, what do you think?
The office?
There you go. The office. They're having an official office party weekend in Scranton. 2,000 tickets have been sold after the blowout. It's basically going to celebrate the fact that this TV show, very funny TV show, takes place in this city of Scranton, Pennsylvania, which we should say lots of Scranton jokes flying this morning. So maybe
easy.
Scranton needs a little bit of love.
Maybe they should change their town slogan from, currently it's Welcome to Scranton, Gateway to Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes Bar? Is it Wilkes-Barre? That's right. Michael Dempsey, a Scranton architect, he came up with the whole idea, told the AP when you would tell people outside the area you lived in Scranton, they feel sorry for you. Now they say, oh my God, I love the office.
I think the AP truncated the quote. It's, oh my God, I love the office and I feel sorry for you. A woman found a painting worth about $1 million in a trash heap on a Manhattan sidewalk. Tres Personajes by Mexican painter Rufino Tamayo was stolen from a warehouse in the 1970s. Elizabeth Gibson, a writer, found the painting, took it back to her cluttered apartment. She liked the way it looks. Gibson managed to track down the owner. He lives in Texas. She'll collect a $15,000 finder's fee. The painting goes on the auction block at Sotheby's next month. And Allison, I was thinking, this just proves the old cliche that one man's trash is another man's pristine example of international surrealism characterized by intense color and partially abstracted flattened figures that derive from a number of sources, including Mexican folk art.
I've heard that saying before.
Yeah,
not
it is
quite that way, though. Well, if you can't afford an auction at Sotheby's, who doesn't love the eBay auction house?
Mm-hmm.
If you're online and you go to eBay and you're thinking, I'd really like a lock of Che Guevara's hair, then you are in luck. There's a Dallas gallery that's auctioning off a t-shirt, mug, poster, all connected with Che. But here's the hilarious part. One of the highest bids is from a high-level office in Venezuela. Who lives in Venezuela who might want something of Che Guevara's? Who could it be now? All right, well, nobody is saying whether or not it's Hugo Chavez or one of his friends. A gallery spokeswoman replied, can't say. And that, you did well, sir.
Thank you. What do you call that thing we just did?
That is what we call the ramble.